나 그래. 나는 이렇게 세상당을 다 깨워치 말 깨워내야 되라 안로다 된로니 이제 당 안로라 안 깨워낸 바에는 야와이다 된로 숨제 다디니 야와린다 다 녀위기 다 녀함 줍기에 세대 다 두시네 아주 이슈에 딘마 두시네 다 녀위 찬녀위기 대진바디기 두수수열 해서 딘마 이슈로 와당
So in the context of looking at our future rebirths, recognizing that they can only be in one of two directions, either remaining in the higher realms or falling into the lower realms, we are looking in detail at the sufferings of beings in the lower realms, looking right now at those of the beings in the hells. So we'll just continue from where we concluded.
지단 아주 대신 발 맞은 디원 마도 수수여스 대단 아주 점리들 다 디원 마 바나 갈마 땡 아주 마서 마도 야지 코로나 주의 내로시 두시는 대 용 유기로 와야 되네.
And just first, in relation to the question from this morning, so whilst we cannot perceive the hell realms, and therefore wherever they are to be found is something beyond us to recognize, but we should have confidence that they exist, whether they are unseen by us or not.
Simjin deda, nyesunwa namji, jasang basi duma yueba, nishindu caishin bawa, jukde, nyashindu, nyashin sechin, jaji sechin, radu barwe, pongne, pukde, jiwone jimbadang, kadang, midang, nadang, nawa buga, nini ne, babi bugu, kungbu, tamjine me radu bawa dang, jaji sechin, 바와라 간제라마 카부도 샤데 네 자기 토에 토와 메랍도 바위 두무시 냐와 냐와 제도스
So continuing in the text, so in the e-book, the handout, in the middle of page 105, in the published book, in the middle of page 91. So coming to the hot hell. In hot hell, the hell guardians put the sentient beings into very hot and blazing iron cauldrons several yojanas wide, and fry them like fish. They are impaled through their buttocks on blazing iron stakes that emerge at the crown of their heads. Fire blazes out of their mouths, their eye sockets, nostrils, and ears, as well as all their pores. They are laid out on their backs or face down on the blazing iron foundation and pounded and tormented with blazing iron hammers.
아가젤레 델리아 네 카리오스네 사실 맞은 자 집베스 자 비네 뉘 침보르 디니기 에 바세 자 침보여 바 디니기 날마 아니지 지게 나디 자리 지 메바 사와시 위에 젤리아 아니 디날마 다 디니기 냐바 미 심제 디게 디날마 루제네 엔지 파 세그로 레스빈 나 저게 다딩 아주 통수수 기바 디응으로 변한 가지고 사하나도 변놈 소소다 되게 랑아 초나라 냐비 마시버도 루시는 거고로 와 지나 신체네 어두시네 냐네 냐나시 냐신 섹스도 제사 두시네 마 밑이나래 치주고래 해서 숨도안
We see here that beings are placed into these very hot blazing iron cauldrons in which they are cooked alive. In this, we can liken to what some fish have to experience, either being fried alive or boiled in a pot. So some beings, even in our world, suffer in this way.
Then 나와다 카다 노우다 이우 차사 어느 수비기 당하도데 에 이제 버그코스 수불을 부여했을 때 이거 초초초 여러 가지 차사 메메 되용을 해제래 다 메발고 해제래 메하랍도 봐와서
And we see that they are impaled, and that because of the intensity of the heat of the environment, they are flaming from the inside as well, and that explodes out through their various orifices, the mouth, the eye sockets, and so forth. And thereafter they are laid out on this blazing iron ground, and thereupon they are pounded with blazing iron hammers. As with moving to the next hell, but as with each of these, they progressively the suffering becomes somehow more, even more intense, and the duration of the lifespan there also increases. So in the very hot hell, an iron trident is stuck into the buttock so that the right and left prongs emerge from the two shoulders and the middle one from the crown of the head. Owing to that, tongues of fire blaze from orifices such as the mouth. Their bodies are wrapped in blazing hot iron sheets and placed headlong into an iron cauldron full of boiling liquid, whereupon they are tossed about up and down as they boil. Then, once their skin, flesh, and blood have been cooked away and nothing but the skeleton is left, they are pulled out again and spread out on the iron foundation. After that, when the skin, flesh, and blood have developed again, they are thrown back in. Apart from that, it is like the hot hell. So you see here at the beginning of the description of the experience in the very hot hell, that it's similar to what we had above in the hot hell, but here instead of just being pierced with this iron stake, it's now a trident. And once again, it pierces the entire body. And because of the heat of the trident, as well as the environment, the being that is being tormented in this way erupts in flame from within. And then those flames burst out through their orifices and so forth. So here, the imagery is something similar to what we see in some factories. I forget what they're called, but where iron is made, then we see some blazing heat there. So this is the lived experience of these beings. So thereafter, their bodies are wrapped in blazing hot iron sheets. So from this we immediately see that there is no respite for their suffering. It's not that their tormented bodies are being wrapped in something soothing, but rather it just compounds their suffering. Then they once again are thrown into this iron cauldron full of a boiling liquid. And the heat is so intense that their bodies are destroyed, as you see in the next sentence, leaving nothing but the skeleton left.
Thereafter,
this process just continues in that even though their body is destroyed, it again, due to the power of the karma they've created, the control of their karma, their bodies reconstitute, and the torment just continues. We see this similarity between these two hells, being the hot hell and the very hot hell.
Tuba
제도상 어디 받으려시는
So then to the worst of the hells, that of Avicii, without respite, the foundation is completely ablaze for hundreds of yojanas from the eastern direction. As it spreads, the force of the fire increases, gradually destroying the skin, flesh, sinews, and bones of the sentient beings to the marrow.
ちなんだでねぎ、社長のちで社長老長の女長子について、だ社長のそのメバージベメバル差をし、うちでね、どうしてね、バーにれよで、なんでぎメディギ差を、差はでぎからちがらすね。だでねぎ、あのがそのルーパーちれよで、なんでぎ戦前でででねが戦前でぎだ。社団ばばな、で、規模だ。社団ついてね、あんち
So here we see from the description that the heat isn't constant, but it increases. And as it increases, the intensity of the pain grows, and eventually the body is entirely destroyed, as it says here, and the bones, destroying the sentient beings, the bones are right down to the marrow. Like the wick of a butter lamp, their whole bodies are pervaded by blazing tongues of fire. So here, this being cannot be even clearly perceived. There's just a wick in a butter lamp that the body is just consumed by fire. It is similar from the other three directions. As the fire coming from the four directions mingle, these beings experience incessant sufferings and only by their pathetic howling can they be recognized as sentient beings. So as the fires come together from all directions, the heat and intensity of the suffering just increases even more, and it becomes impossible to perceive beings anymore because of the intensity of the fire. The only way one could know that there are beings being tormented is through their pathetic howling. Contained in iron baskets, they are made to jump about on blazing metal. And again, they are in a position where they have no respite at all from suffering. Everything that touches them causes immense pain.
I didn't imagine that positive. 자기 리첸보 남라 밥세티도 주고 다디나레 자빈 자기 데니게 리첸보네 메바르 리바지 데 야조마로 야 자주 마 밥주 시시고 레제다 다메나 도시네
They are made to fall down on the iron foundation or the iron ground and to climb up huge iron mountains. So they are compelled to move in this way. Their tongues are pulled out from their mouths and stretched with 100 pegs, so as to remove folds and creases, as though preparing cow
hides.
So they are further tormented in the way described here, which is similar to how animal hides are prepared. Then again, they are placed on the iron foundation on their backs, their mouths are opened with iron tongues, and blazing lumps of iron are inserted into their mouths. Boiling copper is poured into their mouths and burns their mouths, throats, and entrails before issuing from their lower bodies.
现在的阶段，他们呢，他们现在热度超过10度，现在嘛，另外现在的阶段就是，超过哪些级别的？超过哪些？
And apart from that, it is like the very hot hell.
但另外，在那云里就是，其实没有用完的，限定了。但对另外就是云里路嘛，是那肯定用过的，用过这用过的，现在它限定了嘛，都送过来就限定了。你在这另外先都没事了。 제와 차견 냠소 뇽야니 네 지시 미게 데세 마규르바 디시 소단 자야 미규로시 송바 따로사
How long those sufferings are experienced is stated in letter to a friend. Although you endure for billions of years such utterly unbearable sufferings, for that long you will not relinquish your life. Until that non-virtue has been exhausted. So we see here from this verse, from this quotation from Nagarjuna, that this intense suffering lasts for an incredible length of time, and it does not end until that non-virtue has been completely exhausted.
And then, 다디 로세드 시보레 밀롱업주라 제신리시 로 샤지리에서 당한주게 제신리시세죠로와 권주게 샤부직라 안주게 뒤실 가서 밀롱업주 삼버에서 밀롱업주를 권주 샤부직 맞다 안주 밀롱업주잖아 권주 샤부직 맞고 엄마 샤부직이에서 제산 밀로 양 밀롱업주 노줄라 제신리시게 샤직
Moreover, the treasury of Abhidhamma and the levels of yogic practice state that 50 human years are one day in the God realm of the four great kings. Thirty of those 1 month and 12 of those 1 year, 500 such years is the lifespan of the beings of the four great kings. All of that is one single day in continual revival, which was the first of those 8 hells. 30 of those a month, 12 of those a year, and 500 of those a lifespan. So this probably equates to something like 9 million human years.
Yeah.
Likewise, 100, 200, 400, 800, and 1600 human years respectively form a day in the other five desire God realms, ranging from the 33 up to controlling others' emanations, and their lifespans can be 1,000, 2,000, 4,000, 8,000, and 16,000 God years. So here we see reference to the God realms ranging from the 33 up to controlling others' emanations. So these refer to the God realms in the desire realm. So there's, it's usually called the heaven or the 33. Then there's one, and then there's Gandan. Then there is perhaps called emanations, and then there's controlling others' emanations. Mm-hmm. So these are four different God realms.
Yeah, that also that is what is, yeah. And the Dani Rimbatarsa Tignani and Gasa Jugnotuba Dedani Rimba Terrasa Tigna ne Tavi Bargi Sha Rere Jibigi Rotong ne Jugsi Tip Jugdongi Bardo bar tube rabdo sawan ni barga jewadang ane barga chedang ane narme bani ane barga chik tube jedang se ngoshi le songsos.
These respectively form a day in black line through hotel, and they can reach from 1,000 through 16,000 of their own years. In very hot hell, they can reach for half an intermediate eon, and in a VC, one intermediate eon. What you've looked at here is the description of the sufferings that are being experienced by beings born in the eight great hells. And also there's been an explanation of the inconceivable length of the lifespans there. And the purpose is to lead us to the initial thought of how could I possibly endure such suffering for even a moment, let alone for such a period of time. And furthermore, recognizing that when suffering is intense, certainly something as intense as described, it becomes impossible to accrue virtue. So there's not only is the suffering intense and for an inconceivable period of time, but one can't accumulate any causes to counteract that ripening non-virtue. Therefore, one has to endure this suffering until that non-virtuous karma is completely exhausted. This then leads us to the purpose of this reflection, which is to come to a stable determination. I have to purify. I have to purify and close the door on the accumulation of new virtue, new non-virtue. So this reflection is to lead us to this deep determination. Because whilst we may apply ourselves to purification now and again and have some wish to refrain from non-virtue, we need to be much more disciplined in this regard and engage in virtue extensively and with strong intent refrain from non-virtue. So by calling this the description to mind before one engages in purification practice, it will lead to the four opponent powers arising very powerfully in one's mind. For example, if one calls to mind regrets, or one recalls non-virtue that one has done and others that one can't recall but knows that one would have done at some previous point, thinking of the ripening effects of that non-virtue, deep regret will come. Deep regret will come. And based on that deep regret, one will turn to the basis, to the three jewels, to one's Lama as well, and make the heartfelt promise, I will not engage in such behavior again. I'll bring this to an end now. I will no longer not take care of my mind. I will be diligent in ensuring I create no more non-virtue. So in this way, we generate regret, go for refuge, and make the power of the promise in a sincere and heartfelt manner, and with the strength of mind that when repeated again and again leads to a transformation in our behavior. Then one engages in the opponent power of the antidote, and here one could engage in any accumulation of virtue that one is inclined towards. Most important would be that of ethical restraint. So this will have been accumulated to some degree with the prior opponent powers, but one can also think very clearly how one will restrain one's mind from coming under the influence of the afflictions. Moreover, so one can here meditate on ethics. Also, one can meditate on generosity, or actually physically practice generosity through making water bowls or mandala offerings, or one can recite mantras such as the Mani mantra, or engage in analytical meditation such as love or compassion or the wisdom realizing emptiness, all as forms of antidotes to weaken and eventually eradicate all previously accumulated non-virtue.
Dene ki nyevi ki dunga di ki du su su yo re samda janga zi nanchi ki di shingba di yahu re sambi ki nanchi da ye magi wa che wasi yama da ko du yahu re sambi pina nanchi ki sachi sik dhoda sachi del pe lamga mewa ganga shivu chi chik ganga shivu shio pe nanchi di ma joya nanchi ha ma huwa che di galba joya go su shio pe na mi shen da chi opani ma ro ma zi lamga yahu mi du pe ganga shivu du su su nye su shio pe na अन्य सोचो कि हाँ वो तो बे हाँ वो जो सोचती नहीं हाँ मौका जब नहीं जोन बे साथ आए जिस क्यों ने दिया लिया तो दूसरे शेयर तो बे हाँ वो जो सोचते में सोचो कि दी मार्जो के तब लम सोचो तब शुरू ये देखा जाए दी हाँ वो जो समझ लो बे हाँ वो जो तो नहीं दी हाँ वो दी हाँ वो जो तो कोई मिल दिया लिया तो जब बे हाँ वो जो तो त 俺这个年月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月月 Suzuki, Lama getting chess to Tabata, chess to that thing, Lama is soon Latin, Talamrim, Desolatin, and he does how what pay, Yahoo Shoes are dangy, Delia Majavik, Tablam Dangy, Pesu Chigins, and Begata, Tipunki to Chigins, and pay some time to the dining booty, time of some time.
Hearing about this topic, reflecting on this topic, is not something one would naturally be inclined towards. That being said, though, the way we should relate to this is just like if we were about to embark on a journey and a friend were to warn us, say, be careful, where you are going is gravely dangerous. either avoid it, you should ideally avoid going there entirely, and to do so, rather engage in this kind of preparation so as to protect yourself. And if we were to receive such advice, we'd deeply appreciate the kindness of our friend from saving us from a terrible fate. So with such an attitude, we should appreciate that the Buddha and Lama Tsongkhapa and our teachers have presented the suffering experiences that potentially await us, the suffering experiences being endured by others right now, and with a sense of appreciation towards their kindness for having warned us, we commit ever more sincerely to turning away from non-virtue. So hearing about these descriptions would have seen that in several of the hells, there were hell guardians who are inflicting the pain and torture onto suffering beings. So the question may well arise, what about them? Surely they must be suffering intensely. They are holding these blazing weapons. Surely that must make them suffer. They are in this environment of extensive suffering. And moreover, they are causing pain to others. Are they not suffering intensely and creating further non-virtue? Rather, we should understand that they are appearances to our mind, that due to our karma, that this karma that has led to our rebirth in such a place, due to that karma, we have such appearances to our minds, appearances of these hell guardians. We shouldn't relate to them as being separate sentient beings with their own continuum. That's not the case. They rather arise to our mind as appearances due to our own non-virtuous karma. So we shouldn't have the mistaken understanding that these are actual sentient beings who somehow aren't suffering in this environment, but rather they are due to our own karma. They are these appearances to our mind. So in this way, we are reminded once again how it's through our appearances that to our mind, it's through appearances that we believe to be true that we create causes for suffering. The analogy of a dream here is it's very useful to understand how things appear to us as being true or being real, but they do not exist in the way that they appear. So to be clear, these realms are a place of existence. But if we can draw an analogy to a dream appearances, and that if one is having is dreaming and one has a dreadful nightmare, in that nightmare there are many appearances to one's mind which one takes as real, and whilst one's dreaming, tremendous fear arises in your mind. Then when you wake up, you recognize that was just a nightmare, but you still are shaking inside, and it may take quite a while for your mind to calm down. Similarly, hopefully dreams tend to be more pleasant, and there are many pleasant appearances in our dream. Maybe we're having a nice time with our friends, somewhere beautiful, and then we in our dream, everything's very pleasant. Our mind is in enjoying these appearances, and when we wake up, we recognize it was a dream, but our mind is in a very pleasant state. So this then, we can see how through appearances to our mind, or through taking appearances to our mind as being true, we have an actual emotional response to that, whether pleasant or unpleasant. And this doesn't only happen to us in the sleeping state. So, for example, we can be lying in bed and have a whole lot of thoughts going on, recalling what someone has said to us, how someone has acted towards us, and our mind is busy with all of these thoughts. But all these are ripening imprints. They are just ripening imprints, thoughts that we have. There's no one saying these things to us. There's no one doing these things to us. But rather, we have imprints writing. Yet, we take these imprints to be true. In other words, we take that what is appearing to our mind as being real, as if it were actually happening. So we'll understand, of course, that these are memories, but the way we relate to it is giving these memories a reality and existence that they just do not have. All that is happening when we're lying in the privacy of our room is there's a variety of imprints on our continuum ripening, and we are relating to those, interacting with them, as if they were real, as if they existed in the way they appeared. So then, in a similar manner, in the hell realm, so the being is being tormented by suffering, but there are appearances to their mind of a being inflicting pain on them. The being isn't there. They are suffering, but the being isn't there. So in this way, through the ripening imprints, they are experiencing things as being true, when all there are a appearance due to ripening imprints.
Ah, dinigi. Na dona la, diso dona ningbo la, dinigi nyewi ki nyesun wada cha me cha wa sa di kiti. Dang han zu ma xin ye ni meni de li che che cha me da me dang han de ji yo ge sen de di me wa sa le. Che zang han zu ki nyewa ji de cha khang ba de ne yo le de ne nyesun wa gang de le ro wa che zang de ne yin ga zu ma xin ye ni meni de li che ne ji gu de ge le ge le ge yo le sen de ne yo ma le che. Che zang han zu ki
So the way of relating to hell realms, it takes a little bit of care, in the sense one shouldn't be dismissive of them, or something I can't see, therefore it doesn't exist, nor too literal in the sense of seeing, taking this description and then imagining, oh, there must be beings there who are creating the cauldrons, there are beings there who are using with these bellows to blow the heat or the furnaces. So that's then taking it too far. But you understand that when powerful non-virtue ripens, it ripens in ways that are very different from our own experience right now, but it ripens in ways similar to what is described here. So therefore, we should understand these hellish existences as being the experience of deeply non-virtuous karma.
So
So therefore one should understand that rebirth in the hells isn't something that another being has created for you. So it's not an environment created by other beings, nor has someone propelled you there. It's your own karma, your own negative deeds in the past, ripening at the time of death, that propels this rebirth. So this is important to be clear on. So one doesn't imagine oneself as a powerless victim that has been sent to the lower realms, but rather it was one's own previous non-virtue that has compelled this rebirth. Because through thinking this way, which is in accordance with how, with reality, how it is, it leads to a determination to bring an end to the accumulation of non-virtue, and a deep regret for past non-virtues. And these are included in the four opponent powers. This regret, this recollection and regret of past non-virtue. This is an indispensable opponent power for not only purifying past non-virtue, but bringing an end to what one recognizes as wrong, as harmful. Moreover, through and this correct understanding of the presentation of the lower realms leads to a determination to not only purify past misdeeds and refrain from further misdeeds, but to strive in virtue. So in other words, to make efforts in the four opponent powers. So engaging this meditation in a way that's effective and has an impact on one's mind, what that means is one's determination to no longer engage in non-virtue, but to solely engage in virtue, the determination with which one engages in the four opponent powers is greatly enhanced. Therefore, one accumulates extensive virtue and purifies extensively. One's formal purification practice is not then just a mere expression of words, but it is engaged in a heartfelt manner. That means the same amount of time produces a far greater result. This is essential for us to be able to quickly transform our way of thinking. So this is how all the great bodhisattvas have practiced, and it is still how bodhisattvas will practice, because by reflecting on the lived experience of their kind mother beings, this leads to a strengthening of their determination to accumulate virtue so as to be able to help others ever more, help guide others, to close the door to their own potential rebirth in the lower realms. So a bodhisattva will use a reflection such as this as to strengthen their determination to do all that they can to help their mother sentient beings not to create the causes that will fall to the lower realms, but rather guide them away from non-virtue and towards the accumulation of virtue. We are continuing. Now we come, having looked at the great hells, we come to the neighboring hells. So the intensity of the suffering here is not that of the great hells, where it is the most intense. Each of the eight great hells has four walls and four gates. They are surrounded by an iron fence, which also has four gates. Outside each of these gates, there are four neighboring hells of sentient beings.
These neighboring
hells are in the four directions, so that they are to be found to the east of the great hells, to the north, to the west, and to the south of them. And as described here, each of the eight great hells has four walls and four gates, so each of them are surrounded in this way. And they're surrounded by, and that in turn is surrounded by an iron fence with further four gates. And then beyond that, outside each of these gates, there are further four neighboring hells of sentient beings. Neighboring hells are named. So the first is the pit of burning embers. The second is a swamp of putrid corpses, or the swamp of excrement reeking of corpses. Thirdly, the road of razors. And fourthly, the river without a ford.
So the
pit of burning embers is described as such. It contains hot embers up to the knees. When sentient beings go there looking for a home, as they set their feet down, their skin, flesh, and blood are burnt away. And as they lift their legs up, their feet regenerate. So they are actually sinking down into the hot embers up to their knees, and their skin and so forth is burnt away. But as they pull what remains of their leg out, it immediately, due to the power of the karma, that propelled this rebirth, it regenerates, and with every step, they continue to suffer like this. The second of the four, a swamp of putrid corpses. There we go. The second one, the swamp of putrid corpses, or the swamp of excrement reeking of corpses. As they cross it in search of a home, sentient beings fall into it and sink up to their heads. In this swamp, there are worms called sharp beaks that pierce the skin, flesh, sinews, and bones and dig through them all the way to the marrow. So here, as the sentient being, the hell being, tries and walks through this swamp or this marsh, they are consumed by these or bored into by these insects, causing them intense pain. But as with the other hell experiences, they, due to the power of the karma that's led to this rebirth, their body rejuvenates and their suffering continues. So therefore, as with all these hells, the suffering is not short-lived, but it is incessant.
All have in common, like we saw with the very first of the great hells, the reviving hell, is that one's suffering is continuous. That as one's body is destroyed or one is killed, one immediately revives or one body immediately rejuvenates. But this isn't a healing rejuvenation in that the beatings or the burrowings by these insects just continues incessantly. So now the third of these neighboring hells, near the swamp there is the third one, a path fitted with razor-like teeth. When sentient beings walk along it in search of a home, as they put their feet down, their skin, flesh, and blood are lacerated. And as they lift their legs up, their feet grow back again.
Text continues. Niyadat is the forest of sword leaves. So this then was the. So Niyadat is the forest of sword leaves. So this is included with the third one. As sentient beings wander around in search of a home, making use of its shade and sitting down, swords emerge from the trees and chop up their limbs and other body parts. When they faint, reddish brown dogs come up and grab them from behind and eat them. This third of the neighboring hells has these different parts to it. So first, the beings walk along this pathway with razor-like teeth. Then one gets to a forest full of sword leaves. So there's this progression as one moves through this neighboring hell that one incurs these different suffering encounters.
And in him, now the name of the Dinma Tarto, the Gadet and Dabchabana, Jagi, Shin, Shambale, Talus, De, Simjin, Nesova, Deda Fonwan, and Dele, Zedu, Judia, Zabi, Te, Temigi, Jaka, Katurdu, Tawada, Babi, Te, Kajindo, Dedegi, Yana, the Nila Shasos, the Jesna Dinma, the Shin.
This third neighboring hell then has these two parts, and there's a third part. Near that, there is the forest of iron spike trees. So this, as one moves past this, the razor-like teeth, one comes to the forest of sword leaves, and then the forest of iron-spiked trees. Sentient beings wander around there in search of a home and set about climbing the trees. As they climb up, the tips of the thorns point downward, and as they climb down, the tips point upward, chopping up their limbs and other body parts.
Chadigi, Chodo Jaji, Mik Doyada, Denis Doyan, Dushin Chigores.
Birds with iron beaks alight on their shoulders or heads, peck out the eyeballs and eat them. These places are similar in that the harm is inflicted by sharp weapons, so they should be considered as one. So these are these three parts to this one neighboring hell. Near the forest of iron spiked trees, there is the fourth river without a ford, which is filled with seething, boiling water. Sentient beings in search of a home fall into it and are cooked as they bob up and down, like peas thrown in a cauldron of water over a great fire. On each bank of the river, guardians hold sticks, or rather staffs, hold staffs, hooks and nets, and do not let anyone escape. Having pulled them out with the hooks or nets, the guardians place them face upward on the blazing great foundation and ask them what they want. When they say, "I don't know and cannot see anything, but I am hungry and thirsty," the guardians pour molten copper and put fiercely blazing lumps of iron into their mouths. Levels of yogic practice explains that the lifespan in the neighboring and occasional hells is uncertain. However, those sufferings will continue to be experienced as long as the karmic potential for experiencing them has not been exhausted.
So the experience in this fourth neighboring hell river without a ford is as presented here. And as we see, they're suffering again intensely. And then when they come to the hell guardian and they ask, what do they want? Because of the intensity of the suffering they've experienced, they say, "I don't know," because they are unable to think clearly because of the intense pain. They cannot think clearly. They cannot see anything. But all they know is they are suffering. Hence, they ask for something to eat, something to drink, desperate to try and find somewhere as safe from suffering. They've been searching for a home and trying to eat or drink to try and ease their suffering.
they ask for help in this regard, and instead they end up being tormented even further. And then as we see in the final paragraph, the sufferings, or the lifespan of beings here is uncertain, but it comes down to, until the karmic causes that have led to this result have been exhausted, this torment continues. In conclusion, the purpose of listening to teachings on this is to understand the realities of samsara, to look beyond our own lived experience and recognize that the tremendous non-virtues, or the powerful non-virtues that beings create, have karmic results. And those karmic results may well be something beyond anything that humans can experience. And the very purpose of that understanding is to lead us to the determination, now, whilst I have some capacity, I have to take care of myself. I have to ensure that I do not create non-virtue, certainly not of an intense, of a great magnitude, but I must even do my best to refrain from slight non-virtue as well. Because now I have an opportunity to deal with my mind. If I'm born in any of the lower realms, not just the intense suffering of the great hells or the neighboring hells, but in any of the lower realms, I will lack the capacity to deal with my mind. And therefore, I will be helpless, totally under the control of my karma. Now, having met the Dharma, being under the care of a teacher, I can do something about my situation. And this leads to the indispensable outcome of this reflection, to engage in purification and accumulation. And this is as described previously, but essentially one must come out with a determination in terms of ethical restraint, to restrain oneself within the confines of what's ethical, the very least one's physical and verbal behavior, but ideally one's mind, restraining it from coming under the influence of the afflictions. But I'd also encourage you to take the meditation further than engaging in the four opponent powers, like presented earlier, but to then follow that with a meditation of bodhicitta, whereby one recognizes that mother sentient beings are in this very situation right now, and use then this reflection to generate compassion for beings suffering in this way. and use then the compassion that arises to give rise to the wholehearted resolve, the determination to help beings, not create the causes to fall into the lower realms. So all those that we know, or fellow human beings, to at the very least not act in a way that will cause them to create non-virtue, and where we can guide them to create virtue. And moreover, in addition to the wholehearted resolve to generate bodhicitta, the determination that in order that I can engage with others in the most skillful of ways, I have to become a Buddha. So thereby, one generates bodhicitta. So this is the skillful way to engage in this meditation. We are in the context of the Lamrim, a Mahayana text. So we reflect on the sufferings of the lower realms to transform our own behavior and include in that to generate compassion and bodhicitta. The way I want to close our time together this weekend is the same way I encourage you to conclude each of these meditations, which is to reflect on your great good fortune, that you've encountered the Mahayana Dharma, if you've encountered the Lamrim, and you have the imprints and the opportunity to hear these teachings and to cultivate them within. This gathering of knowledge is greatly fortunate. So few people have this knowledge. And not merely having knowledge, but knowing that one can transform one's own mind. Because you also have knowledge about not just the sufferings in the lower realms, but the causes that lead to such suffering, and the antidotes, the opposing way, the virtuous ways of thinking, so as not to create such causes. So this is a positive thought, and it should lead, and you should make sure it leads to a strength of mind, recognizing, I'm not helpless. Those mother-centered beings, they are helpless. They cannot be helped. They cannot help themselves. But I am not in that position. I have, due to the great kindness of the Buddha and Lama Tsongkhapa, I have come to hear this presentation. There is time. I can do something right now. And then, right now, as well as with each meditation, commit to living a life of virtue, and do so so that one's spiritual development can lead to benefit others. So our time here together, each of your reflections, and each time you call these teachings to mind, let it be within the motivation of wanting to be of ever greater service to others, of ever greater benefit to the lives of others.
All right, that is awesome.
No, thank you. We'll conclude therefore the weekend. Thank you.